this bloke got on and he asked if it was the Belfast bus. And we all said no, you know, could you get off, like? And then about 20 minutes later, he got back on again and asked if this was the Belfast bus again. And he, but this time, he seemed to be looking a little bit better this time. You know, he actually looked towards the back of the bus. And then he got off. And then we, the last flight come in, the lads got on the coach. And as we were leaving, this bloke who previously got on twice before, checking the bus over, actually gave a cutthroat gesture and put his thumbs down. And we'd been, you know, working over there as a soldier, like, you know, we used to get the death threat all the time like that. So we took no notice of it. And we just went off. And then a couple of us noticed that we were being followed by a dark car. I think it was a blue or black Sierra at the time. You know, we thought nothing of it. We just thought it was, you know, somebody messing about with us. And then just before the bombing, the actual car took over us. And we could see him flash, you know, and then next thing, the car just disappeared, and next thing, all hell let loose, and there was a... At first, we thought that we had a massive accident, but and then we realised that, you know, after the zap, we were actually blown up by a landmine. I was laid in this girl's lap in the side of the road. She was keeping me awake, and I was now tapping my face, because after the bombing, I got married. And I was just laid there saying, please don't let me die, I'm getting married soon. So it wasn't for her, really. You know, I wouldn't be studying today talking to you.